This is the Patchwork Suite, where a single musical theme is the common thread in a season of variations. The heart of these variations is the theme we're listening to now, a poetic waltz by Enrique Granados. I'm your Patchwork Suite host, Mary Claire Murphy, and throughout the series, I speak with composers who have graciously written a short work expressly for this podcast. I've asked each composer to draw on both the Granados theme and on a textile they find meaningful. With each new voice we hear, and with each musical sampling, we're building a colorful and diverse patchwork of artistic expression. By now, we've woven together 10 pieces for our Patchwork Suite, and as I watched this musical tapestry take shape through the series, I felt compelled to break out the old staff paper too and hope you might indulge me in listening to a variation of my own. It's called Jacob's Caper. Jacob for my brother, who was also best man at my wedding, and caper's a play on words suggesting both a humorous escapade and a physical cape. More specifically, a fiery red cape that Jacob wore one year with a Halloween costume when he was just a wee little baby. This cape bears the unmistakable crest of Superman. Admittedly, it saw several rounds of trick-or-treating as it was handed down from older siblings, but in the competition of who wore it best, Jacob was a strong contender. The title of Superman never seemed more fitting than it did for him, as someone who triumphed over a great many health crises in his infant years. Before we hear Jacob's Caper, let me take you back to the early 2000s, at which point you would have found me on the family farm. I had just started getting into piano at that point, so I wasn't making too much mischief, but I also wasn't averse to it if the opportunity presented itself. And this particular fall, just shortly after Halloween but before the costumes were packed away in the attic again, my dad hatched a plan to film a skit for our annual Christmas home video. This was going to be a surprise for my mom. For casting, Jacob in his Superman getup was the obvious choice for hero. And for villain, my sister Carolyn won the part with her Captain Jack Sparrow costume, complete with staggering amounts of eyeliner and swagger enough to rival Johnny Depp. My other siblings and I eagerly accepted our roles as supporting good guys and bad guys. Then, in the spirit of silent film slapstick comedy, the filming commenced. The plot of this caper is worthy of critical acclaim, if you ask me, and it goes as such. Captain Jack and his henchmen kidnapped one of the good guys, spurring Superman and his clan to chase after them into a nearby corn maze. After some time scrambling about like the Keystone Cops, they finally escaped into an open field where the great chase continued, with Jack Sparrow and company piled on board a tiny, rusty old Kubota, and the good guys hot on their heels on a giant white tractor. Eventually, Superman cornered the kidnapper in the barn and saved the day, as he was destined to do. Imagine this whole comedy of errors, filmed in accelerated motion and set to the tune of Scott Joplin's Maple Leaf Rag. And that gives you the finale to our family Christmas video that year. Keeping in mind the humor of this caper and its ragtime soundtrack, I felt like my Patchwork Suite variation was begging to be ragtime too. So I arranged a medley of sorts with ideas from both the Granados Waltz and from another work in the public domain, Scott Joplin's rag, Easy Winners. When I envisioned the waltz as a rag, Easy Winners just kept popping into my head, so I decided to embrace it as my ragtime reference and source material. I started the variation simply by writing down some of my observations about Easy Winners. The first thing I noticed is that it starts with a little tag before we really jump into the primary section. Then once we're moving, we find a steady bass line that repeatedly hops from a single low note up to a higher chordal harmony. And there's a syncopated melody over top which gives it that charismatic, off-kilter sort of feel. There are also some short chromatic runs, sometimes that help transport the melody and harmony, and other times just give it a decorative flair. Then we proceed with a series of independent sections, each defined by their own themes. Oh, and we can't forget about the key change that comes part of the way through. These are all traits that I picked up and passed on to Jacob's Caper. As I drafted the variation, I thought about the treble parts like I would a duet, with the Granados theme being in the highest voice, the melody, and motives from Easy Winners supporting from the middle. Add those two together, and here's what I came up with. The second section of Jacob's Caper draws on also the second section of the Granados Waltz with its contrasting mood and sprinkling of light grace note figures. While I was interested in some contrasting material like that, I wanted to maintain the sort of chill grooviness I'd set up before. Then I extracted a small portion of that section and tacked it on to the very beginning as my introduction. With regard to the treatment of meter and rhythm in this marriage between waltz and two-step, well, in that realm, Easy Winners easily won. I think you'll notice how I parrot some of Joplin's rhythms throughout, especially if we listen side by side. First to Easy Winners. And then to Jacob's Caper. Then at the end, I wanted to wrap it all up and tie it with a bow by circling back to the main waltz melody, ever so slightly tweaked in the same way that Granados tweaked it. At this point in the season, I'm sure you're rather familiar with it, but as a refresher, here are his concluding measures. And here are mine. Having sorted out some of the puzzle pieces to this variation, let's now put them back together and see it through. This is my own recording of Jacob's Caper, based on a poetic waltz by Enrique Granados, and Easy Winners, a ragtime two-step by Scott Joplin. Thank you. And just like that, Superman gets his happy ending once again. That was Jacob's Caper, dedicated to my brother Jacob, who's Superman in more ways than one. I'm Mary Claire Murphy. Thank you for taking part in the Patchwork Suite with me. And for the next episode, tune in to hear the original Granados theme plus all of its contemporary variations from the series. That complete suite will give us the bird's eye view of the musical tapestry we've woven. And remember, you can always revisit any of the Patchwork Suite episodes online at wgte.org.